Paul Dowsley joins me, Seven News reporter. Paul, good to chat. Tell us about these kids.
Well, we've obtained at Seven News, Dennis, we've obtained video of, for the first time, youths illegally accessing the rooftop of Melbourne's tallest building, the Eureka Tower. This was quite the trophy for these kids who, as a hobby, like to break into rooftops all over Melbourne. They've never, until now, been able to get on top of the tallest building, but they've now accessed it three times. And as you would understand, Eureka management are furious.
Hang on a second. How have they got to do this?
Well, they haven't revealed the full details to me, but I know they've got access to the building not through the sky deck entrance, but by following residents into the secure entrance just nearby. So they've tailed residents. They've then followed the residents into the lift, because these kids are 14 and 15, Dennis.
Right.
They've followed them into the lift. They've then gone as high as they can with those residents. And then they get to the fire escape stairs.
So do they hop out on the floor with the residents?
Correct. Then they go to the fire escape stairs, go as high as they can there. They won't though reveal to me how they then access the roof. Now, I went up there on the roof. I can't imagine how they've done it.
So where does the fire escape staircase finish?
I think it must go to close to the plant room. Above the sky deck is a plant room that takes up the entire floor.
Right.
And that is essentially the top indoor floor of the whole building. So somehow they've got to there. I suspect it's through the fire escape. But then there are a series of locked doors, locked gates that they would have needed to have either broken through or picked locks to get to the actual rooftop itself. And when they've got up there, they've sat their legs over the edge, 300 metres up, and we have video of it happening in tonight's Seven News.
So are they actually bragging that this is their big conquest?
Yeah, well, they do it not to create damage. They don't do it to vandalise. They don't graffiti anything while they're up there. They are simply there, they say, to take photographs. And, well, we all know if we've been to the sky deck, there are some extraordinary photographs to be taken from that height.
Yeah, but when one of them dies, I wonder what they're going to say was the big thrill then.
Yeah, and I put that to them because, of course, that's the terrible risk. I mean, it's happening so much in Melbourne. I hate to say it's just a matter of time until someone is injured. And just 2 weeks ago, a fellow doing this in Russia fell 9 floors and died. So it does happen that they take risks and it doesn't pay off.
Are there little sort of splinter groups of kids trying to do things just to get attention?
Yeah, well, it's like a club, really, because they are all trying to get likes from each other on social media sites like Instagram by posting photos and getting what their version, I suppose, of respect from each other for going higher or doing something more dangerous. And, of course, the risk there is that, you know, the one-upmanship means that they do more and more dangerous things, take greater risks. So we've spoken for tonight's story to the management of Eureka Tower. They have encouraged the management of all skyscrapers in Melbourne to crack down increase their security to lock down their rooftops because clearly it's extremely dangerous.
You've met these kids. What sort of kids are they? Are they at a loss for things to do, or are they just skipping school or college to go or uni to go and do this?
Well, the two guys I spoke with are 14 and 15. They're very well spoken. They, you know, look like normal kids. They don't look like particularly sort of rough kids. They go to good schools, from what I could gather, in terms of clothing they were wearing, the uniforms that I saw them wearing, which you might imagine they covered up for the interviews. This is just their pursuit. They like a bit of risk taking. They like photography, and as they said to me, it kind of helps when we're this age, because not only do we not get in too much trouble being underage, but when we follow people into the lifts, no one really takes us as much of a threat because we're just kids.
Do they start this endeavour in their school uniforms to try and give them some cred?
None of the images I've seen have featured school uniforms. I'm not sure they're that silly because police are investigating this one from Eureka Tower. They have prosecuted kids previously for this behaviour, so they know that there are risks, so they do their best to cover their tracks. They're all anonymous accounts online.
Paul Dowsley, Seven News reported. The story's on tonight?
Yeah, this video of them climbing up and dangling their feet over tonight's 7 News.